Good morning. I'm Dean Moyer, and I'm allowed to welcome all of you this morning. So welcome to University United Methodist Church. Some quick housekeeping things. You can get the restrooms that way or that way if you need them. The rocking chairs in the back if you want to sit and rock with the child or even yourself if you can find an empty rocking chair. As you looked at your bulletin this morning, you may have said, and you saw the cover, hey, I saw that word before. Peace, hope, joy, love. Yours could say any one of those four words. And, you know, we have to order bulletins in groups of 100, which means we can't order the exact number we need, but we've saved all those extras. And today is a reminder of what we've been thinking about during the past four Sundays. So you may consider that to be the special gift we offer to you this morning, the gift that you can go out and share with others. Now, you may also notice some differences. When you look at the bulletin, you will see a different attendance slip, and it looks like this. Attendance. All right. And then you turn it over and it says prayer requests. So there's the information you need that you previously got on a different shape strip. But it'll be coming like this now. And the QR codes now will be on a yellow slip which is in all of the pew racks. So you will find there at the top the QR code you use if you want to use a credit card to make a contribution to the church. Or if you go down to the e-bulletin, you'll be able to see the complete bulletin on your smartphone or tablet, and that may be helpful if you have some visual problems. Notice those. There'll be a service tonight at what time?
7 o'clock.
Right. So be here a bit before 7. Probably there are fewer people here this morning because they're waiting to come tonight. But you're going to also be here tonight. So we will come for the 7 o'clock service. Also, in the bulletin this morning, you received a slip that talks about game day, and you're looking for a host for that. Look at that slip, and if you can help, we would appreciate that. And then I have a word about poinsettias. These red poinsettias here and the white ones are going to be taken to a shut-in by many of you. Let me read the announcement. Would those persons contracted to receive and or deliver poinsettias to shut-ins please pick up your flowers after the service this morning? Now, the second part of the announcement, here it is. After all flowers have been picked up by people who were contacted, there may be, and we have several, I guess around 3, left over. If you know someone who might enjoy receiving a poinsettia and are willing to wait, a poinsettia may be available for you to take to a shut-in. And I think I covered everything, so we will now continue with our service.
Good morning. I'm so glad to see all of you, and I'd like to send a warm welcome to each and every one of you. I'm Pastor Alicia Wood. I'm honored to say that I am the pastor here. And so let's begin. Let's take a deep breath and exhale it out. Today, probably more than any day, we all need to do that. We have so many things on our mind that we need to do today and tomorrow. But let's remain aware. Angels are among us today. You will be meeting them. The angels in the story of Jesus' birth would be comfortable in our world of tweets and hashtags. Their messages were short and to the point, their favorite being hashtag do not be afraid. While tweets and hashtags speed news, opinions, and ideas across the internet almost instantaneously today, this wasn't always how news spread. The real roots of sharing our faith tradition are grounded in the scripture and hymns we will study today, study and sing today. Today's service is a combination of those two sources. We will listen and reflect on a number of scripture passages and sing together songs of our faith celebrating this Christmas season. This evening at 7 p.m., our Christmas Eve service will begin, and we will be celebrating Jesus' birth in another way as the children, baby Jesus, and his parents act out the nativity story in our Christmas pageant. The angels have been working behind the scenes with visits to Zechariah, Mary, and Joseph, and tonight they go public, announcing the birth of the Savior, the Messiah, in something like a garage, an added room, an added space for animals. And they don't go, they don't make the announcement to the one percenters, the decision makers, the religious authorities. They make the announcement to the shepherds, the 1% at the bottom of the ladder. You just know this isn't your run-of-the-mill religious movement. Would you please remain seated and join me in singing "The Snow Lay on the Ground"? We will be singing "Venite Adoramus Dominum," which means "Come, let us adore God."
The snow lay on the ground, the stars shone bright, when Christ our Lord was born on Christmas night. Venite adoremus Dominum, venite adoremus Dominum. Venite adoremus Dominum, venite adoremus Dominum. And so the manger poor became a throne, for he whom Mary bore was God the Son. Oh, come then, let us join the heavenly host to praise Creator Christ and Holy Ghost. Venite adoremus Dominum, venite adoremus Dominum.
Good morning. My name is Dale Fryer, and I am your liturgist this morning. Syracuse, New York, there's late breaking news. The angels have gone public. We can no longer ignore them. It is time for us to internalize their admonition to be not afraid and to begin living anew by the grown-up words of the baby Messiah. Please rise as you are comfortable and join me in the call to worship from the prayer poem "Christmas" by Beth A. Richardson. Bless the shepherds, bless the angels, bless the donkey, the sheep, the cow, who share their home with a newborn babe. Bless the birth, bless the babe. Bless the hoped for peace on earth and goodwill to all. Bless this church, bless these people, bless these hearts joined together across the aisle, across the miles. Bless this holy time, gentle gift of love. Please be seated. As Pastor Alicia indicated, our worship today will follow a rhythm of scripture and song. Our first reading goes all the way back to the beginning as we remember the love with which God imagined and created humankind. From Genesis, the first chapter, verses 26 through 29 and 31. Then God said, "Let us make humanity in our image to resemble us so that they may take charge of the fish of the sea, the birds in the sky, the livestock, all the earth, and all the crawling things on the earth." God created humanity in God's own image. In the divine image, God created them. Male and female, God created them. God blessed them and said to them, "Be fertile and multiply. Fill the earth and master it. Take charge of the fish of the sea, the birds in the sky, and everything crawling on the ground." Then God said, "I now give to you all the plants on earth that yield seeds and all the trees whose fruits produce its seeds within it. These will be your food." And that's what's happened. God saw everything God had made. It was supremely good. While we celebrate the birth of a particular child this Christmas season, this next hymn reminds us of Jesus' words, "When you have done it for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you have done it for me." Every child is sacred and requires our love. Please remain seated as we sing Star Child.
Star Child, Earth Child, thou between of God, Love Child, Christ Child, Heaven's lightning rod. Street child, beat child, no place left to go. Hurt child, used child, no one wants to know. This year, let the day arrive when Christmas comes for everyone. Everyone alive. Grown child, old child, memory full of fears, sad child, lost child, story told in tears. Spare child, foil child, having wanting more. Wise child, faith child, knowing joy in store. This year, let the day arrive when Christmas comes for everyone, everyone alive.
I now invite you to pass the peace of Christ with your neighbors, because each time we connect with one another, peace grows. Let us now meet one another by shaking hands, sharing a fist bump or a high five, and offer Christ's peace to each other.
Good morning again. I'd like to invite the children forward to talk with me for the blessing of the children. If you'd like to join me, come on forward and we'll sit up here. And as they do, let's sing one more verse of Star Child.
Hope for peace, child, God's stupendous sign. Down to earth, child, star of stars that shine.
this year, let the day arrive when Christmas comes for everyone, everyone alive.
Good morning, children. We have such a friendly church that they're still greeting one another. How sweet. I love it. So, I have a question for all of you. Have you ever heard of a pinky promise?
Yeah.
Okay. So, how do you do a pinky promise? Can you do it with me? All right. Oh, you do it. I do it like this. That's how you do it? Okay. All right. So, a pinky promise. All right. So, has anyone ever pinky promised someone? Oh, wow. A lot of pinky promises. Okay. So I'm wondering if you would like to share it, you can share it. But if you don't want to, that's okay. You do want to share your pinky promise?
I promised to my brother, my big brother, to give him a new toy.
You promised your big brother to give him a new toy? Okay. You had a pinky promise?
I pinky promise with my sister that she's going to help me to wash dishes.
Okay, nice. Help to wash dishes. Anyone else want to share their pinky promise? Okay. Can you come a little closer? Okay.
I promised one of my friends that I'll let her see my notes during lunch.
Okay, nice. Any other pinky promises you'd like to share? Okay. Sometimes there are pinky promises that you don't want to share. I understand that. So do you want a pinky promise with your, just pretend, with your neighbor? Because I don't know if everyone out there saw what we did. So whoever's sitting next to you, turn towards them and pinky promise them, okay? Pinky promise. All right. Great. So pinky promise is basically, if you didn't see that, it's when you put two pinky fingers together and you curl them up and you kind of handshake with them. All right. So I'm asking you about pinky promises today because God pinky promises with us a lot. One time, it was with the rainbow. Remember the Noah's Ark and the rainbow, and God promised to never do that ever again, to flood the earth again? And our next scripture lesson is going to be about God promising Abraham, who was 100 years old, that his wife, who was 90 years old, would have a baby. Isn't that kind of old to be having a baby? Yeah, but God promised them that they would have a baby at that age. And so that's going to be our next scripture lesson. And God gave us what? You heard what on your mom's phone? A pinky? Is it a story on your mom's phone? Okay, so that's nice. So you heard that story on your mom's phone. That's nice. Okay, so there was another promise that God made, and that was with Jesus. Tomorrow is Jesus' birthday, Christmas, and so God's promise to us that things would be made new when we had faith and listened to Jesus' teachings. Things are made new, even us, and that was a promise. Yes, you have something you want to say?
God, when he tells you something in your heart, you promise to tell everybody that you know in your heart.
That's right, yes. You promise to tell everybody when God is in your heart, yes. All right, so I wanted to talk to you about these promises because Jesus' birth, life, death, and resurrection is a big, huge, huge part of our faith and our promises. So will you pray with me today? All right. And I forgot to ask you, my first question was going to be, is anyone excited that today is Christmas Eve? A few people are excited. Is anyone excited about tonight's pageant? I am. I'm excited. All right. So will you pray with me? Loving God, we thank you for the joy of children. Thank you for bringing them here today and being here twice in a day and sending so much joy out into the congregation and into your world. Be with them that they will walk in faith with Jesus and know all about his birth, his life, his teachings, his death and resurrection. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you for praying with me. So you can go sit back with whoever brought you, okay? Be careful.
The next scripture, also from the book of Genesis, relates God's promise to Abraham and Sarah that God's blessing to them would bless all the nations of the earth. Again, Genesis, the 17th chapter, verses 15 through 17, and verse 19. God said to Abraham, "As for your wife Sarai, you will no longer call her Sarai. Her name will be now be Sarah. I will bless her and even give you a son from her. I will bless her so that she will become nations, and kings of peoples will come from her." Abraham fell on his face and laughed. He said to himself, "Can a 100-year-old man become a father? Or Sarah, a 90-year-old woman, have a child?" But God said, "Your wife Sarah will give birth to a son for you, and you will name him Isaac. I will set up my covenant with him and with his descendants after him as an enduring covenant." During our Advent, our Syracuse United Methodist churches have been studying the book Faithful, Christmas Through the Eyes of Joseph. Jesus' father Joseph's ancestry goes all the way back to Abraham and Sarah. Our next carol celebrates Joseph. Please stand as you are able and join in singing Joseph Dearest, Joseph Mine. Joseph, dearest Joseph mine, help me cradle the child divine. God reward thee and all that's thine in paradise. So praise the Mother Mary. Gladly, dear one lady mine, help I cradle this child of thine. God's own light on us both shall shine in paradise. As praise the Mother Mary. He came among us at Christmas time in Bethlehem. Let us bring him on far and wide love's diadem. Just Jesus, lo, he comes and loves and saves and frees us. I shall come and bow the knee, wise and happy their souls shall be, loving such a divinity as all may see in Jesus, Son of Mary. He came among us Christmas time in Bethlehem. Let us bring him from far and wide, love's diadem. Jesus, Jesus, lo, he comes and loves and saves and frees us.
Please be seated. Indeed, Jesus did come to love us, to save us and free us. And the prophet Isaiah painted a picture of what that might look like 6 centuries before Jesus' birth. I'm reading from Isaiah chapter 9, verses 2, and then 6 and 7. "The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in a pitch dark land, light has dawned. A child is born to us, a son is given to us, and authority will be on his shoulders. He will be named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. There will be vast authority and endless peace for David's throne and for his kingdom, establishing and sustaining it with justice and righteousness now and forever. The zeal of the Lord of heavenly forces will do this. Feel free to choose to be a singer or a listener as we begin our prayer time singing, "Lo, how a rose ever blooming," 15th century words that recall both Jesus' ancestry and Isaiah's prophecy. Please remain seated. We pray for those who have found peace in their life and those who really need hope to be with them today. We thank you for your steady message of love that has rolled down to us today from the very beginning of our faith tradition, and we thank you for this faith community where we can share each other's burdens and celebrate each other's joy. For all whose lives proclaim your reign on earth, we join their refrain, "Do not be afraid."
Let us continue in prayer, first silently, followed by a short prayer, and then the Lord's Prayer in whatever way or language that you feel most comfortable and closest to God. Ever-present, ever-loving, ever merciful God, we celebrate your truth and your light. We celebrate your late-breaking news this morning that you have entered our lives in a new way, a surprising new way, as a child. As a child, your Son shows us new things and a new way of living. That new way is about loving and caring for you and each other. And that we care for each other by loving and caring as you have loved and cared for us. That new way is priceless. It can't be counted as silver and gold. That new way is valued as faith, hope, love, joy in our hearts today and forevermore. We pray now as Jesus prayed. Creator God, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. The next stop on our spiritual journey is with the prophet Micah, who identifies Bethlehem as the place that Jesus will be born and peace as the gift Jesus will bring. From Micah, the 5th chapter, verses 2, 4 through 5. As for you, Bethlehem of Ephrathah, though you are the least significant of Judah's forces, one who is to be ruler in Israel on my behalf will come out of you. His origin is from remote times, from ancient days. He will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. They will dwell secure, because he will surely become great throughout the earth. He will become one of peace. We too can be proclaimers of Christ's coming. Please stand as you are able and join me in singing, "The King of Glory Comes."
The King of Glory comes, the nation rejoices. Open the gates before him, lift up your voices. The King is the King of Glory, how shall we call him? He is Emmanuel, the promise of ages. Who King of Glory comes, the nation rejoices. Open the gates before him, lift up your voices. In all of Galilee, in city or village, he goes among his people, curing their illness. The King of Glory comes, the nation rejoices. Open the gates before him, lift up your voices. Sing then of David's son, our Savior and brother. In all of Galilee was never another. The King of Glory comes, the nation rejoices. Open the gates before him, lift up your voices.
Please be seated. That was a fun one, right? So all the traditions and prophecies are set. We have spent this Advent season talking about what happens next. Angels. In this scripture that we also heard last week, Angel Gabriel comes to Mary with a big proposition, and Mary says yes. So I'm reading from the first chapter of Luke, verses 26 through 33, and verse 38. When Elizabeth was 6 months pregnant, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a city in Galilee, to a virgin who was engaged to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David's house. The virgin's name was Mary. When the angel came to her, he said, "Rejoice, favored one, the Lord is with you." She was confused by these words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. The angel said, "Do not be afraid, Mary. God is honoring you. Look, you will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of David his father. He will rule over Jacob's house forever, and there will be no end to his kingdom." Then Mary said, "I
am the Lord's servant. Let it be with me just as you have said." Then the angel left her. Mary's response, a song or prayer that we call Magnificat, shows that she really understands what God is about. Please remain seated and join me in singing with Mary. "My soul gives glory to my God."
My soul gives glory to my God. My heart pours out its praise. God lifted up my lowliness and many marvelous ways. From age to all who fear, such mercy love imparts, dispensing justice far and near, dismissing selfish hearts. Love casts the mighty from their thrones, promotes the insecure, leaves hungry spirits satisfied, the rich seem suddenly poor. Praise God, whose loving covenant supports those in distress, remembering the past promises with present faithfulness.
Earlier this month, Chris Best shared Joseph's good news, bad news assessment of the trip to Bethlehem. Some births are easy, and some can truly test our patience. But once a baby is born, all the effort seems completely worth it. Joseph and Mary must have been feeling a warm glow that comes with knowing their child, God's child, was at last safely in their arms. Luke provides a familiar overview of the event. From the scripture, the Gospel of Luke, the second chapter, verses 1 through 7. In those days, Caesar Augustus declared that everyone throughout the empire should be enrolled in the tax list. This first enrollment occurred when Quirinius, governor of Syria, everyone went to their own cities to be enrolled. Since Joseph belonged to David's house and family line, he went up from the city of Nazareth in Galilee to David's city, called Bethlehem in Judea. He went to be enrolled together with Mary, who was promised to him in marriage and who was pregnant. While they were there, the time came for Mary to have her baby. She gave birth to her firstborn child, a son, wrapped in snugly and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the guest room. Please stand, if you are able, and join me in welcoming the birth of Jesus that took so much overcoming on Joseph and Mary's part as we sing together, "He is born."
He is born, the holy child. Play the oboe, bagpipes merrily. He is born, the holy child. Sing we all of the Savior mild. Through pages of the past, prophets have foretold his coming.
through long ages of the past. Now the time has come at last. He is born the Holy Child, played the oboe and bagpipes merrily. He is born the Holy Child, sing we all of the Savior mild. Jesus, Lord of all the world, coming as a child among us. Jesus, Lord of all the world, grant to us thy heavenly peace. He is born the Holy Child, play the oboe and bagpipes merrily. He is born the Holy Child, sing we all of the Savior mild. Please be seated.
Without tweets and hashtags, God needed another way to get word out. So the angel messengers were sent out to announce the new thing that was happening. They came to shepherds huddled with their flocks against the cold winter night. The message that the angels brought that night warmed those shepherds right up. The new thing that is happening at University Church next year is exciting as well. Research shows that 30% of Syracuse residents work on Sunday morning, and many others have tasks on their Sunday morning schedules. We, as a church, are committed to providing a place for all people to find their Sabbath peace. Starting in February, we will have a second worship service on Thursday evenings at 6 p.m. Please help us spread the word that God will be in the house on Thursday nights. And now let's get back to our shepherds and Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 16. Nearby shepherds were living in the fields, guarding their sheep at night. The Lord's angel stood before them. The Lord's glory shone around them, and they were terrified. The angel said, "Don't be afraid. Look, I bring good news to you, wonderful, joyous news for all people. Your Savior is born today in David's city. He is Christ the Lord. This is a sign for you. You will find a newborn baby wrapped snugly and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great assembly of all the heavenly forces was with the angel praising God, and they said, "Glory to God in heaven, and on earth peace among them, those whom he favors." When the angels returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Let's go right now to Bethlehem and see what happened. Let's confirm what the Lord has revealed to us." They went quickly and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. Warmed by the angel's messenger's news, the shepherds headed to Bethlehem. Think what a sight that might have been as a shepherd and their flocks barged through the crowded streets of Bethlehem to see this new thing. I'm sure the proper people were offended. Please remain seated and join me in singing In the Bleak Midwinter.
In the bleak midwinter, frosty wind made moan. Earth stood hard as iron, heart like a stone. Snow had fallen, snow on snow, snow on snow. In the bleak midwinter long ago, our God and cannot hold him, nor earth sustain.
Give God. In our membership pledge, we promised to support God's ministry with our prayers, our presence, our gifts, and our service. But doesn't that all flow from giving the core of our being, giving our heart? Even though we put the magi or wise men in the manger scene along with the shepherds, the Magi probably showed up after Jesus was about 1 year old. Their gifts foreshadow Jesus' life and death, and their appearance alerted the authorities to the presence of a new kind of kingdom where love ruled instead of violence. And I'm going to read to you Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in the territory of Judea during the rule of King Herod, Magi came from the east to Jerusalem. They asked, "Where is the newborn king of the Jews? We've seen his star in the east and we've come to honor him." When King Herod heard this, he was troubled, and everyone in Jerusalem was troubled with him. He gathered all the chief priests and the legal experts and asked them where the Christ was to be born. They said, "In Bethlehem, in Judea, for this is what the prophet wrote. You, Bethlehem, land of Judah, by no means are you least among the rulers of Judah, because from you will come one who governs, who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod secretly called for the Magi and found out from them the time when the star had first appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search carefully for the child. When you've found him, report to me so that I may go and honor him." When they heard the king, they went. And look, the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stood over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were filled with joy. They entered the house and saw the child with Mary, his mother. Falling to their knees, they honored him. Then they opened their treasure chests and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. What gift can you bring? As we enter a time of giving, I'd like to remind everyone to please place their attendance slips that are the new yellow slips in the plate as our ushers come down the aisle. I'd like our first-time visitors of the church to know we do not expect a donation from you today. You are our guest. We are so grateful you're here. Yet we do have a strong tradition of giving here at University Church. So as a symbol of our ministry in this place and beyond, let us bring our offering, our tithes, donations, and offerings. And the choir will be singing a familiar hymn for the offertory. Feel free to hum along.
Jesus, the Word made flesh, made human, brought light into this world. We are that light. We are that light, still shining right here on the corner of University and East Genesee Street. Please join me in reading our final scripture from the first chapter of the Gospel of John responsively as our prayer of dedication this morning. The Word was coming into the world, was in the world. Though the Word came to its own realm, the Word's own people did not accept it. Children not of natural descent, nor urge of the flesh, nor human will, but born of God.
And the Word became flesh and stayed for a little while among.
We all saw the world's glory, the favor and position a parent gives an only child, filled with grace, filled with truth. Amen. In today's world, the Word of God struggles to be heard, even though Christmas songs ring through the air on the radio in stores just about everywhere we go. When you hear, O come, all ye faithful, stop just for a moment and breathe a prayer that the Word made flesh may dwell in you and you and you. Please join me in singing our final carol, O Come, All Ye Faithful.
O come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant, O come, O ye come, ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him. Christ the Lord. Sing choirs of angels, sing in exultation. Oh, sing all ye citizens of heaven above. Glory to God. Adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Yea, Lord, we greet thee, born this happy morning. Jesus, to thee be all glory. Flesh appearing, oh come, let us adore him. Oh come, let us adore him. Oh come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord.
The angel voices certainly have been ringing in the rafters this morning. When you wake up tomorrow morning, whether it's a busy place or a quiet one, take time to listen to the angel messengers whose messages of hope, joy, peace, and love can fill our souls with light and lead us into the promise of Christmases yet to come, where the light and love of God are ever present. So let's turn toward the Christ candle and sing our message. Go now in hope, peace, joy, and love.